It's time for a daily radio news update from Wave Farm Radio. This is Tom Rowe with the radio news about radio waves. Federal Communications Commission Chair Tom Wheeler testified before the House Oversight and Government Reform Committee on the FCC's relationship with the Obama administration on March 17th. The hearing was about the FCC's 3-2 approval along party lines of net neutrality, rules designed to prohibit internet service providers from blocking or discriminating against legal content moving through their networks. Republicans focused their questions on the theory that President Obama ordered or coordinated the Democrats on the commission to favor the rules that they previously did not all support. Committee Chair Representative Jason Chavitz, Republican from Utah, opened explaining those views.
And we will examine the series of events resulting in the highly controversial vote to use Title II to regulate internet like a public utility. In May of 2014, the FCC issued a notice of proposed rulemaking concerning internet regulation that indicated broadband and mobile services would remain classified under Title I. Public statements made by Chairman Wheeler and communications received by this committee demonstrate that this was Chairman's intent during this time period. In October 2014 and after the FCC's public comment period ended, media reports indicate that Chairman Wheeler intended to finalize a hybrid approach to that continued to classify broadband and mobile internet services under Title I. Just days later, President Obama appeared in a YouTube video calling for a radically different proposal. Full Title II reclassification, similar to a utility or a telephone company. Emails provided to the committee by the FCC suggest that this came as a major surprise to the FCC staff, including Mr. Wheeler. On January 7th, Chairman Wheeler announced the FCC would radically alter course and reclassify broadband and mobile services under Title II. I'm sure much will be made about the 4 million comments that were made, but they were not made in the context of fully changing this to Title II. The FCC adopted the rule change on February 26th in a 3-2 vote. The lack of transparency surrounding the open internet rulemaking process leaves us with a lot of questions. This is a fact-finding hearing. This committee remains committed to ensuring full transparency across government. And I look forward to hearing more from Chairman Wheeler today.
Minority Chair Representative Elijah Cummings, Democrat from Maryland, countered that the 4 million comments from the public weighed more than the single comment from President Obama.
Supporters of this new rule contend that ISPs should not be allowed to discriminate based on content. They believe ISPs should be required to act like phone companies, controlling the pipes that make up the internet, but not what flows through them. Consumers, social media entities, and companies like Facebook, Netflix, and Google favor open internet policy because they do not want to be charged higher prices to provide their services. The question before the committee is not which policy we may prefer, but whether the process used by the FCC to adopt the rule was appropriate. Republicans who oppose the new rule allege that President Obama exerted undue influence on the process, but we have seen no evidence to support this allegation.
Chavitz then questioned Wheeler on any coordination with the White House.
And so you had multiple meetings with the White House. They came to visit you, and we're supposed to believe that there was only one discussion about this? Is that still your testimony?
They came, let me be really clear. They came once to meet with me and filed an ex parte. At which time I was told, as the ex parte says, the president is going to make an announcement on a couple days later, and he's going to endorse Title II. That's all I knew.
Mm-hmm.
Other meetings at the White House, you know, I was there on trade, I was there on national security issues, I was there on spectrum, I was there on auctions, I was there on E-rate. I mean, there are numerous issues.
Chavitz also announced at the hearing that the FCC's Inspector General has launched an investigation into how the agency's net neutrality rules were crafted. Amy Schatz at Recode reports, quote, the FCC's Inspector General isn't exactly known for investigating the conduct of commissioners, so this might not amount to much. FCC investigators mostly focus on stopping fraud in the FCC's multi-billion-dollar federal subsidy program for phone and internet services, unquote. You can see the full hearing on C-SPAN or at newsroom.wgxc.org or newsroom.free103.9.org. This is Tom Rowe reporting for Wavefarm and WGXC. That was your daily radio news update from Wavefarm Radio. Tune in weeknights at midnight and 5 a.m. for radio news updates, and this week in radio news, Saturdays at 6 a.m. and 6 p.m. on Wavefarm Radio and WGXC.